I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, an Iraqi heavy metal band trying to make music, trying to rebuild their lives. But first, it's time to climb aboard the money train. Those of you who've been following our blog know that we're reaching out to listeners who want to get their financial houses in order. Last week, we talked to listeners who want to reduce debt. This week, we want to talk about buying a first home. When do you know you're ready? And we're joined once again by financial guru Alvin Hall. He's in our New York bureau. Hi, Alvin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. And also in New York, we're joined by Michelle DeRosier, who wrote into our blog. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Lovely name, isn't it?
It's a
good name. Alvin, today we want to talk about home ownership. Now, it's considered the American dream, and we point to rising home ownership rates with great pride in this country.
Yes.
But these days, we're also hearing about rising foreclosure rates. Relaxed credit standards means some people have bought homes they couldn't afford. Is there a rule of thumb on who should buy a home and who shouldn't?
Yes. Reasonably, you should only buy a house when you have between 10 and 20% of the down payment. With 20%, you really get the best mortgage rates. If you cannot qualify for a fixed rate mortgage, then it's very risky for you to take out an adjustable rate mortgage, as people have always found. And you should also have a sufficient cushion. A friend of mine jokes that when you buy a house or any building, that you need to add in an extra $500 to $1,000 a month just in unexpected costs. So if you can't cover those, then don't buy that house.
Alvin, tell the truth. Has anybody really put 20% down these days? Come on.
Yes, I did.
Oh, sure. Figures. Oh, why did I ask?
I had no choice.
Why did I ask?
Yes. It's reasonable. The more you can put down, the better mortgage rate you will get. So if you put down 10%, you need to have a sufficient cushion to be able to cover such unexpected things as the bathroom toilet breaking or your tax liabilities or your furnace going out. Every house has problems. People always forget the carrying cost. They see, I'm going to get this house, it's going to go up in value, and in 20 years, I'm going to be rich. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. Well, before we bring in Michelle, I want to bring in one more listener who wrote to us.
Yes.
Randy from North Carolina said that he and his wife have three children. They make a decent living, but they have high ongoing expenses like childcare. And they also have ongoing credit card debt, which they're trying to pay down.
Yes.
How did they get ready to save for a down payment? Now, I have to tell you, we got a lot of postings on that theme. So,
well, when people have credit card debt, they should really work on paying off the credit card debt and then transferring that money into savings after the debt has been paid off. Most people's big problem is that they're trying to work on too many different fronts at the same time. They have children, and they don't want to deny their children their dreams, so therefore they overindulge or spend a little bit too much money on their children. Cut back. Focus on paying your credit card debt, and then transfer that money into a savings account to build up for your home.
Okay.
What most people need to do is to create reasonable time scenarios, and most people don't do that because a home is such an emotional commitment for them, such an emotional fulfillment that they fail to do reasonable planning.
Okay, let's bring Michelle in. She responded to our blog, and we thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Now, Michelle is a program director for iCouldBe.org. It's a career mentoring association for young people. Michelle, as I understand it, you're only 25.
Yes,
right?
I am.
But you're really big on buying a home. Why do you want to buy a home so badly?
Well, growing up in New York and having to move a lot because every time the rent hike would go up and my mother not being able to pay it, so we'd have to go and find another place to live. So for me, the stability, I've always desired it, and it's one of the biggest influences for wanting to purchase a home. So
it makes sense.
I guess the emotional connection that Alvin is discussing is definitely there.
And this is one of the things that's driving her perhaps to make a decision too soon, before she can actually afford the house.
So you've come to that conclusion already. Michelle's in graduate school, right?
Yes,
and you've got student loans, and you've got low credit card debt, so you haven't fallen into that trap, but you've got high student loans.
High student loans,
so,
yes.
So, Alvin, what's your seat-of-the-pants recommendation here?
I think that 25 is too young for her to try to go to graduate school and own a house at the same time. It's just unreasonable. I know. I can see her heart fluttering in front of me. But she needs to create a much more reasonable timeline for herself, to give herself time to get out of graduate school, establish a stable income, maybe save up a bit more money, and then buy her property. Some people view rent as throwing money away. But everything costs something. And if you can get a reasonable rent and just pay that rent without all the other commitments associated with owning property, you're smart. Michelle needs to focus on getting a house when she can reasonably afford it.
Do you have
not
Michelle,
when it feels right to her.
Michelle, do you have any savings in addition to, or is all your money going into your school education at this point?
No, I have additional savings because I've been saving for a down payment. So.
And Michelle, you had a question very quickly. You wanted to say something.
I'm sorry, say that again.
You wanted to say something? You wanted to ask Alvin something?
Yes, I just wanted to ask. He's actually looking at me saying that I'm not ready. So just discussing with the student loans and just trying to figure out, because the money that I've been approved for is not enough
to buy a property,
at the moment.
And that's just telling you that you need to wait. Everybody thinks if I miss it now, I'm not going to get on the property ladder. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell my own story. I waited 10 years before I bought the right property, and then I got a great property. If you wait and plan, you can achieve your dream. But there's no reason to jump on the property ladder too early, where additional costs, unexpected events can cause you to fall off. Secure your place, get enough money in the bank, and then move forward.
Michelle, you mad at him now? You mad at us?
I'll do my best.
All right. So patience
can be hard
patience
to take.
Is a virtue. Alvin, thank you so much. Michelle, thank
welcome.
You also.
Thank you very much.
You can still post comments to the Money Train at npr.org/tellmemore. We're still finalizing our Money Train passengers. Remember, people who want to reduce debt, people who want to buy a first home, people who want to start a small business. And listener Michelle DeRossier joined us from our New York Bureau. And Alvin Hall, our financial expert, also joined us from our New York Bureau. Alvin and Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
Michelle.